From alligator heads to zombie figurines, a hidden museum in Pittsburgh has amassed a unique collection of the macabre. 90.5 WESA's Deanna Garcia visited Trundle Manor, partly a museum of oddities, but also a residence that's so unique, the owners decided to share it with others.
Nothing seems unusual as you make your way to Trundle Manor in Swissvale. It's a typical hilly Pittsburgh area neighborhood. Then you see it, a colorful sign that reads Trundle Manor, and the house on the hill with barbed wire and boarded up windows. Visitors are sometimes greeted by a black cat with two different colored eyes.
Is that black cat out there your guy's?
Yes.
I walked up and I'm like, well, this is kind of fitting.
The cat is Little Devil, but we'll get back to him in a bit. First, the museum. As you walk in, your eye is immediately drawn to curiosities. There are mounted animal heads, things floating in jars, cleavers, and a fair amount of weird taxidermy, like baby chickens with bat wings and squirrels in dresses and wigs.
A lot of the creatures that we have at the manor, we found them, they're vintage or they're old or they would have been tossed away. And rather than them being shoved into the garbage, we found a way to acquire them.
That's Anton Mariello, also known as Mr. Arm.
And a lot of the things in jars we found, they were already dead. Side of the road, you know, in our yard, our cat would catch it or something.
He says he and his wife, Rachel Mariello, or Velda von Minks, are not into killing things, they're into collecting things. Though sometimes Little Devil the cat has a different idea.
We have a whole shelf of things that our cat has killed, various mice and moles from out in the yard.
Mr. Arm and Velda von Minks have been doing tours of their home for about 8 years. They've been married for 1 year, and their union is just your classic American love story. Girl stalks boy over social media, boy invites girl to his house, and she accepts.
That night, he said that he had a freezer full of dead squirrels if I wanted to learn taxidermy in the basement. So the next week was our first official date.
The couple has a very clear aesthetic, classic and creepy. They say they take their cues from the Addams Family rather than the Munsters.
That's always kind of our litmus test on whether people are our type of creeps or not, because in our eyes, the Munsters were more regular people dressed up like monsters, and the Addamses were monsters that happened to look like regular people, but they always had an air of class about them, and they always welcomed everybody into their
home. They were all about family, and it was a very wholesome show underneath it all.
The tours are done by appointment only, since both Mr. Arm and Velda von Minks have day jobs, and the way people find out about the museum varies. Jason Kaler lives in Edgewood and was taking the tour.
I just typed into Google, like, weirdest things to do in Pittsburgh. And this was definitely the most interesting thing that I saw.
Kaler says Trundle Manor met his expectations. His companion on the tour, Bianca Bertiger, who lives in Highland Park, agreed.
Oh, this place is amazing. Like, I'm in love. Fell in love with this place. It's awesome.
Not all tours are given to locals, and that's a point of pride for Mr. Arm. More than half of their tours are now given for what he calls normal families. And some past visitors and friends of the couple have opted to be part of the museum. One woman mailed in a picture of her colonoscopy, which is on display, and a friend of theirs got them half of a human brain as a wedding gift. But the brain isn't the focal point of this particular display.
In the center is something that was donated by a local belly dancer friend of ours. She gave us the condition that I had to make a vessel proper for it to soak in. Thusly was born Olivia's singing tumor.
One thing that is clear is the pride and care they take in the collection. Mr. Arm says every item is loved, and some have been a part of his life for years, like his Frankenstein creation-style dog he cobbled together when he was 15, with bones, animal skins, and a fish head.
And it used to have wheels, because I'd drag it around the neighborhood.
Were your parents concerned at all?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I think they were just happy I wasn't playing sports.
The Mariellos will continue to collect and grow their museum. Trundle Manor also hosts art shows, comedy nights, and movie nights, most recently hosting a tribute to George Romero. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.